You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News. News articles are compiled by Eric the Unready and me, your host, Leo Chavez. This episode covers the 27th of January to the 2nd of February, 2020. Thunderbird ownership transferred to MZLA. The MZLA Technologies Corporation, a wholly owned subsidiary of the Mozilla Foundation, is taking ownership of the Thunderbird project. Donations to the project, while the future was uncertain, showed plenty of interest in the project. This move was ultimately made to allow the Thunderbird project flexibility and the ability to expand the project with new products and services. ND2H Wi-Fi adapter is now FSF certified. The Libiquity Wi-Fi ND2H Wi-Fi card was recently awarded the Respects Your Freedom certification. The card is capable of the A, B, G, and N Wi-Fi standards, and with this, the list of cards with the RYF certification grows to 13. NVIDIA dropping support for older graphics drivers. NVIDIA will be dropping legacy support for the 340, 304, 173.14, 96.43, and 71.86 series on Unix systems. The 390 series is planned to continue support until 2022. A full list of affected devices is available in the announcement. Linux Mint focuses on LMDE4 and Cinnamon. Coming off the successful Linux Mint 19.3 release, the Mint team has shifted focus to LMDE4, its Debian 10-based variant. With that, the team is adding an option to LMDE4 that will allow booting with the NVIDIA proprietary driver rather than having to pass the nomod set option at boot. Finally, next version of the Cinnamon desktop will also support fractional scaling for all attached monitors. Google paid $6.5 million in vulnerability rewards in 2019. Almost doubling the amount paid in 2018, researchers have earned $6.5 million through Google's Vulnerability Rewards program. The program paid 461 individual researchers, with $201,000 being the single highest reward. In addition, $507,000 was donated to charities. Firefox 72.0.2 fixes minor regressions. Regressions in the two supported Ubuntu LTS releases, 1904 and 1910, could force Firefox to crash, have been fixed. This patch also fixes issues where a specially crafted website could be used to cause denial of service, data exfiltration, or even run arbitrary code. Sudo vulnerability affecting some downstream Ubuntu distributions. A bug in pwfeedback, the option that shows stars when typing a password, could allow a stack overflow, which would then give any user on the system the ability to escalate to the root account. This bug only affects systems with pwfeedback on. This includes systems like Linux Mint and Elementary OS. The bug was fixed upstream in Ubuntu, so an update should be all that is required to mitigate the flaw. OpenSMTPD vulnerability. A bug in OpenSMTPD that has been exploitable since May 2018 has been discovered and allows an attacker to execute commands as root. This bug can be exploited locally or remotely under the default configuration, making this bug especially dangerous. This bug has been fixed on the various distribution that OpenSMTPD can live. Update as soon as possible. Here are the notable releases this week. LibreOffice 6.4 with new automatic redaction feature and more released. MPV 0.32 with RAR support released. OpenSense 20.1 with VXLAN and loopback support released. Go.3.2 with a focus on refinement released. LightTPD 1.4.55 focusing on bug fixes released. GNU binutils 2.34, which can now generate ELF format files for the Z80 architecture, released. OpenMandriva LX 4.1 with AMD Ryzen EPYC and Threadripper support, released. Kali 2020.1 with the new non-root by default feature, released. Mesa 19.3.3 focusing on bug fixes, released. Arch Linux's February image with kernel 5.4.14 released. This has been another episode of Full Circle Weekly News. For more news and ramblings, find me at Leo Chavez on Twitter or leochavez.org.